And joining me this morning here on the Early Morning Scoop is Mr. Ben Schoenig, who is the director of the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia. Mr. Schoenig, thank you for taking the time to talk to our listeners this morning on a particular development that started off on Monday of the National Development Plan 6 that was introduced.
Yeah, good morning.
Mr. Schoenig, just starting off on some of the subject matter, obviously, that pertains to NAFSAN's particular mandate or focus. This has to do with the agricultural sector and its importance in this discussion. One of the particular things is that in the first chapter, or the first pillar, sorry, not chapter, which is economic growth, agro-food processing sector and the agricultural sector have been designated as the first priority sectors in this discussion. If we look at the agricultural sector, how can it position itself regarding recent efforts to obtain food security and to combat malnutrition in Namibia specifically?
Yes, thank you so much. So I think if you look at NDP 6, you find agriculture in those two places, in the first pillar that you mentioned, and then under the human development area. So the first one is really looking at agriculture from a perspective of large-scale agriculture or SME development agriculture, and that mainly looks into the economic aspects of it for the country, but also of the large-scale food production. And that speaks basically to the first dimension of food security, and that is the availability. Mm. So how much does Namibia produce? How much does a country produce? How much food do we have available? There's the main focus, and that really focuses a lot on supporting large-scale food production, the value chain, so to make sure that the food really comes from the farm into the market and so forth. Mm. And then the second aspect is under the human development and health aspect, and that is where then the nutrition security or food security part comes in. And that is related to this another aspect, dimension of food security, and that is utilization or diet. Like, what do we eat? How do we eat it? And also related to access. Mm. Can people actually afford to buy food, to have enough food, and to have enough nutritious food? So this is where agriculture comes in. In the first part, it really looks at the large-scale and SME part and value addition. In the second part, it looks more into community, securing communities, household level, food security. And there we talk about education around what is the right nutrition, healthy diet, and so forth.
Mm. And leading us into the next particular dimension, which is economic differences between urban and rural populations. City of Windhoek recently has started with a backyard gardening urban sort of like agricultural program, but much emphasis has been on rural populations and clusters. Do we see more these particular initiatives playing a more pivotal role in achieving the food security component, which then factors into the presence or the presence that that we've now highlighted in the two chapters of the National Development Plan?
Yes, I think what that alludes to is a more decentralized food production, and not to rely on big food farms, but to rather look into small scale or household gardening, whether that's in the urban areas. And I think it's really important for the city of Windhoek and other cities to allow household food households to plant to grow their own food, to supplement their own diet, especially with healthy vegetables, fruits, which carry so many important micronutrients. That's one. But I think it's important that we really focus on the rural areas and support development in these areas, not just from a perspective of food production, but also to look into people's access of food.
Mm.
And if I may bring in one aspect that's not in the NDP 6 yet, but that we strongly promote together with other NGOs, and that is the issue of a universal basic income, for instance, that would enable especially rural communities to have a minimum amount of food, of money every month to spend, and most of this money, according to pilot projects and research, will be spent on food, on education, and also on economic development.
Mm.
So that would be one of the things that's not really directly in NDP 6, but that would be one powerful tool to strengthen the rural areas.
Exactly, exactly.
Because otherwise you have people moving more and more into the urban setting, and that's overwhelming the cities, and then we have, again, a problem in the rural areas when it comes to food production. And somebody was saying, especially among the youth, we need to make agriculture more sexy or attractive.
Mm. And this then obviously leads into the particular role that the food retail sector can play, because they form a very large part of the dimension in terms of the of how healthy eating, access to food, and support for households can be, if I can say, connected for fresh foods and healthy nutrition, or let me rather say healthy diets overall. How can this particular sector then position itself in this agricultural focus that is placed in the NDP6?
Yes, I think there one needs to look at the bigger retailers to really have an increased flexibility to really take on products from the local market. So that is one aspect.
Mm.
And I think on a large scale, we also need to think about which food items do we want to make attractive and which ones not so. Which, for instance, if you take the example of sugar, which had been made more attractive in 2010 when the government, at the time Parliament passed a law that exempted white and brown sugar from the VAT. So sugar is since then 15% cheaper, which is something that I would suggest, or we would suggest, to be reversed so that unhealthy food items like sugar actually become normally expensive and are not actually even subsidized.
Mm.
So that's the national level. And I think what we also need to look at, and that's more the regional level and the local authorities, to really allow more small-scale markets to emerge and then to offer fresh and diverse food more in a decentralized way, so that the street vendors and so forth are safe and secure to sell their food items without overly being overly restricted. So I think it's not just about the big retail shops, but you also need to think about small scale food change or food supply change and value on a smaller level. And I think this is where we need a bit of more entrepreneurial spirit, but also an enabling legal environment at the local authority level to really allow vendors, food processors, small enterprises to come in and to have innovative solutions and to bring those innovative solutions to the respective markets.
Yep. Mr. Schenick, there's another key question that pops up, which is obviously the climate change discussion, because it seems that Namibia has a difficulty element in terms of anticipating, which is obviously natural, the occurrence of drought scenarios and ultimately also extreme weather events in its own particular space. Does it make the agricultural economic planning difficult in an NDP6 scenario, for example?
Well, I think it puts definitely a challenge onto us. And I think the challenge here wakes us up to the fact that we cannot do business as usual, and we can't just use traditional or kind of chemical fertilizers and other mass production methods that are not healthy for the soil and are exposing the soil to even more, make it more vulnerable for climate change, drought, and so forth. So we need to really think of, and I'm not personally an expert, but some of our members, like the Namibia Organic Association or others, are in finding solutions towards agriculture that are much more agroecological friendly, that are organic, based on permaculture principles, so that we are more using nature itself and methods from and institutions like NASA or UNAM do great research on how we can actually utilize microbiota in the soil or certain techniques, climate smart agriculture, to really be more resilient. So I think the focus really needs to be around that. And Ministry of Agriculture is already moving in this. Civil society organizations are moving into that, but we really need to focus more on this type of climate smart agriculture. In terms of measuring success, we really need to also pull together, and I appreciate what the president says about being accountable. And from our side as NGOs and academia, we also want to play our part in evaluating then the success on NDP6, not just agriculture, also in health, education, and other areas. Because as civil society, we also play an important part in national development, and we would like to really work with government, not just on planning, but also on implementing, coordinating, and ultimately monitoring and evaluating the successes that we have and to eventually celebrate them in 2031.
100%. Mr. Shenik, if there's still something you wanted to add that I might not have asked, you can still do so.
Definitely an exciting time that now the NDP6 is out, but I think there are still major challenges ahead of us. And I think the key challenge is really to stop operating in silos, whether it's within government or within civil society or between different actors. And secondly, to really think long-term. A lot of the challenges we face are sometimes even intergenerational in nature, whether it's malnutrition, violence, educational challenges. So we really cannot succeed if we only think about 1-2 year projects, 2-3 year projects, or even this NDP6, the 5-year plan, will not completely resolve all the issues we are facing. So we need to be more collaborative, and we need to be more long-term thinking, over generations even, if we really want to succeed in having a prosperous and diverse and happy nation.